In Greenville, South Carolina, there stands an institution of intellectual growth, acknowledging the fear of the Lord as the beginning of wisdom. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith.
There, Hiko. Why you not kill him?
Someday I kill Adelfonso. Like Hibaros in jungle, I cut off head and shrink his skull.
Then he no more talk of his god. See, Augusto, you kill him now.
No. Not this day. I feel his god too strong. Someday I kill when his god sleeping.
Adelfonso skirts the forest, while Indian eyes full of hatred follow his lone figure. They are Indian like himself, but they scorn his great god. Each time he comes to trade in the village, voices jeer.
Go back to your farm, old man. We not want you in village.
But you seen for cure for crop disease.
We take medicine that only you know. But Adelfonso not welcome. You different. You talk of what your missionary said long years ago. We not want talk.
I go. When you need God, you come to farm. I help.
Never, old man. Stay away from us.
Come, Wango. Watch where you go. Look out for the leopard if he hides.
Dodging sticks thrown by the sullen Indian, Adelfonso trudges toward his farm, Wanko, the German shepherd, at his heels. On this earth, it seems only the dog loves him. So long has it been, so long since the missionary, one night, crossed the mountains on his way north. It was the night when light broke across Adelfonso's darkness. After 40 years, the memory of the words and face of the missionary was dim, but the two Bibles in the Quechua language he had left were safe, worn now from years of study. 40 years. 40 years of joy in their pages. 40 years of praying that God would send someone else who would fellowship with Adelfonso to share the love of the God he worshipped.
Send one to me. The words of your book are the words you have taught me to say. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
Across the towering peaks of the Peruvian Andes, in the city of Lima, Donald Bond briefs his son Steve and Steve's college friend Terry.
Boys, Coracora is remote. Perhaps no white men have ever been up there. We don't know what to expect, so I'm not taking your mother with us.
How long should we plan for, Dad?
Say, a month.
Why Coracora, Mr. Bond?
I don't know, Terry. The Lord keeps putting it on my heart. Perhaps because it's festival time up there. Bullfights in the village. With crowds from the outlying areas, it's a good time to preach.
Will the bus take us all the way, Dad? Or do we ride burros on in?
Burros? Easy, Terry. Once a week, a bus goes almost all the way.
How long?
30-hour trip, from what I hear.
Look alive, Terry, old man. For you, this is going to be a ripe one.
I warn you again, boys. It's going to be dangerous. These Indians, well, they're unpredictable. I only know God's leading, and that's enough.
Okay, Dad.
What can I do to help?
Grab that bedroll, Steve. Put the tracks in the box.
Five rooms and a dirt floor. and they call it a hotel.
Don't knock it. Boy, when that bus turned almost 180 degrees so that the back part where I was sitting hung off the side of the mountain, I vowed if we made it, I'd never complain again.
He's making noises like a gringo again, Dad.
By the end of the summer, you'll be used to it, Terry. Now, boys, let's get about the Lord's business. What do you say we start with that one over there?
The mean-looking one? You sure can pick 'em, Dad.
You, si, senor, por favor.
You want Augusto?
We are missionaries. Senor Bond, mi nombre. We've come to tell you and the others in Coracora about Jesus Christ, the Savior. He loves you and died for you. This book...
You talk like Edelfonso.
Edelfonso? Who? Where does this Edelfonso live? Can you take me to him?
No. Go. That way. To farm outside village on edge of mountain, where forest meets sky. Me no take book.
Dad, do you think there's someone here?
Come on, boys. This is just what we've been looking for. Are you Edelfonso? A man in the village told us that...
God be praised! You are a man from Washington.
Wonko, they are men who know Jesus.
He said Washington.
It means USA.
I pray. For years, I pray you come. I believe, but... Praise God, today is day when good God answer my prayer. Oh, it is too great to be spoken.
Come, Edelfonso, tell us how you came to know Jesus Christ.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Man, I can't believe it.
Nor standeth
if that were me, and I'd been an outcast for 40 years, maybe I'd have begun to wonder if the missionary had been wrong when nobody else believed what he said.
Ah, no, Terry. And it wasn't the missionary's impact. It shows how powerful the Word of God is.
Senor Bond, amigos, that is me. I meditate day and night.
That's right, sir.
And here, listen. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Senor Bond, I have no fruit for Jesus. For this I grieve. The men, they throw me out of village. What more for God can I do for them?
You'll come with me when we preach, Edelfonso. God hasn't completed his work in you yet. We'll find a building. Because the nights here are freezing when the sun goes down.
Building? You want building? Come. Come with Edelfonso. I find... What do you think, Senor Bond? Is big enough?
We could get at least 30 people in here, I guess. Looks good. Can we rent it?
Si. Edelfonso fix. But, Senor...
What's wrong?
Will people come to here?
Oh, I think they'll come. My son and his friend will play their trumpets.
Trumpets? Like angels play. I hear trumpets.
Would that it were so.
Well, maybe not like the angels, Edelfonso, but we'll play.
The Indians never hear trumpet. Now, like Bible say, we hear. Señor Bond, see, people come.
Out of curiosity, they'll come. They'll stay to listen to the preaching. I've seen it before.
Come, amigos. We make ready. We go to bring fruit in season. Today, today, my prayer is answered.
Across the precipice to the valleys below, the silver sound of the instruments echoes against the rocky cliffs. Curious Indians fill the meeting hall, overflowing into the street beyond.
Come, Augusto. Let Senor Bond show you how the great God loves you.
Not Augusto. He know I try to kill you. Your God kill me if I come.
My God loves you as he loves me. Come. Come, Augusto.
Night after night, the meetings continue. And night after night, Edelfonso's face shines with the light of God's blessing.
That's all for tonight. Come back tomorrow night.
Dad, look at Augusto. Sure looks different, doesn't he?
Who'd have thought he'd be one of the first to get saved?
Señor Bond, when you tell me God's word, my heart is happy.
That's because your heart has changed.
God fills the hungry soul with goodness.
Once, Señor Bond, hate smoldered in my heart, ready to burst into flame when Adelfonso speak. No place in my heart for forgiveness or mercy you talk about. I hate what he say, for I had killed men. Now I not hate. Jesus wash my sin away.
Thank God. The fruit that Adelfonso speaks of was ripe for plucking.
Cora, Cora, never the same.
My Savior looked at my people as sheep without shepherd. He moved with compassion for them. I pray. Now many see his love.
As a result of those prayers, God led me away from my work down on the Amazon. Now many churches will be started up here in the Andes.
You have taught us well, Señor Bond. You stay now? I learn more of Jesus and his book?
I'll stay for a while, Augusto. You'll hear more. But when we leave, Adelfonso will preach to you. He knows the word of God.
He sure does.
These 24 believers will have a church here in Coracora, and a pastor, as a result of Adelfonso's prayers and faithfulness.
See, Adelfonso preach.
40 years I pray. 40 years I wait. Like Moses in wilderness. God works. Only 40 years, but God make me ready. God be praised.
Today's true story was adapted for radio by Joyce Parks. Listen again next week at this time for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.